For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. A notoriously dangerous mix of pharmaceuticals and street drugs known as purple heroin may have found its way into Montreal. The purple powder mixture is known to contain fentanyl as well as heroin and OxyContin. Montreal and Quebec police say they are aware of the drug, but have not made any arrests. There are no recorded overdoses.
We call upon all governments to ensure that all Indigenous communities receive immediate and necessary resources, including funding and support for the establishment.
You're hearing an excerpt from the newly released final report from the inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women. The 1,200-page report calls for immediate government action to address the disproportionate rate of violence against Indigenous women and girls. Here's Marion Buller, Chief Commissioner of the Inquiry.
An absolute paradigm shift is required to dismantle colonialism in Canadian society.
The report outlines 231 steps to address a situation the inquiry defines as Canadian genocide. You can find a link to view the report on our website, cjlo.com/news. In international news, Canada has closed its embassy in Venezuela. According to government officials, Canadian diplomats will no longer hold visas by the end of this month. Canada and the U.S. have withdrawn their ambassadors from Venezuela following an election that they and other countries consider illegitimate.
We are going to continue to fight for peace, democracy, and stability in a country that was once the most successful and prosperous country in South America and is now a terrible humanitarian crisis.
That's Trudeau speaking earlier this year in support of Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Guaido seeks the help of Venezuela's military to stage a coup against current leader Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has criticized wealthier countries, saying the U.S. is interested in Venezuela's oil and gas reserves. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news, and you can reach out to us by email at news@cjlo.com.